Hello, Viking warriors and all others. I am Johan, the Viking prepper, and today I want to talk about how to get your PAL in Canada, which is basically your possession acquisition license to own a firearm. So stay tuned. We basically have three categories to abide to, and they are non-restricted, restricted, and prohibited. And obviously prohibited is only going to be a select few that is grandfathered into owning specific firearms, and that used to be restricted but are now prohibited. But there's very few gun owners in the great scheme of things. So I will attempt to explain the existing process and what you as a Canadian citizen need to go through before you're allowed to possess and own a firearm. So, for instance, if you want to purchase a rifle, which in Canada is called a non-restricted firearm, you have to take and pass a firearm safety course and have an 80% pass, both verbal and written. Those are both tests in front of a licensed examiner to be able to apply for a permit. And if you get your permit, then you can purchase and own a firearm. Now, the easiest and the right way, the way I look at it, is to get into hunting. I mean, you need to take a hunter's education program course. It's usually over 4 or 5 evenings. It's between, 16 or 20 hours. It could also be jam-packed into a full weekend, but you still need to pass a written and the verbal safety test to show proof that you have training in not just rifles, but also different actions and ammunition. And you also need to show proof of understanding bow hunting and hunting regulations. And that include the habitat and hunting practices on large, small game, etc. Now, once you have passed the training and test, you can then apply for a non-restricted PAL, which is a possession acquisition license that allows you to buy and possess firearms like rifles and shotguns. Now, the process usually takes 6 to 8 weeks and includes a thorough background check. There's going to be a phone interview with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police asking you questions, and based on your answers, they will issue a permit or not. Oh, did I also mention that if you live with a spouse or partner, they have to witness and sign your application that they're okay with you owning a firearm? And you also, in the application, you're also going to need two witnesses of two people that are non-family related, that have known you for 5 years or longer. That will witness and sign the form that you're a decent person, that you have no anger issues, such basically confirming that you're a law-abiding citizen and a good person. And yes, the RCMP will call your witnesses and ask them questions as well. Now later, if you want to join a club and do some sports shooting with, let's say, some handguns or carbines or AR-15s, you need to get a second license, which is called a restricted license. And that's a separate course you take. And once you have passed that course, you can apply to the RCMP. And if they issue the license, then you can buy and possess firearms like handguns and some semi-automatic rifles, and also carbines and AR-15s. But with the new Bill C-71, that's about to change. So if you're watching this video, you're probably not gonna be allowed to any longer. Especially with the AR-15s, maybe even handguns. We don't know yet. But each restricted firearm needs to be registered with the RCMP so that the government, the RCMP, and the local police will know what type, how many restricted firearms you possess, and also where they are located. So also be aware that once you decide to become a restricted firearms owner, your name and personal information will be run every 24 hours in the RCMP's database to see if you receive, have you received or done anything illegal, so you have any charges against you. And if you do, they have the right to come and confiscate your firearms until your charges have been dropped or proven wrongful in court. So just to give an example of this, a friend of mine, he went through a divorce, had to temporarily give up his guns and license because his ex claimed that he verbally threatened her. Well, he's a great guy, and I know it takes two to tango, But it was proven that it was false accusations because his ex was trying to get gain the leverage during the child custody and the monetary negotiations. Anyway, he got all solved and he got his license of firearms back after the accusations was dropped and proven wrongful. But it shows you that the system works and the RCMP and the police are on the ball. When it comes to storage, your firearms have to be locked up in a gun locker or gun safe, and your ammunition have to be in a separate location. It can be locked up in the same locker or safe, but it could also be locked up in a non-easy to access container, but preferably separate in a gun locker or a gun safe. But when it comes to non-restricted firearms and you have your PAL, you can go to any gun store, purchase, let's say, a hunting rifle or a shotgun. You could buy the ammo right there and you can carry it out of the store right there and then, as long as you have a trigger lock on the rifle. At any point you purchase a restricted firearm, the seller must inform the local chief provincial fire officer and the CFO. And the CFO needs to give permission to the firearms transfer and also give you permission to transport the firearm from the seller location to your home. So this process usually takes 3 to 5 business days. And once you receive the transfer notification and approval, you can take possession of the firearm from the seller and you can transport it to your home. So just because you have approval to possess and transport it home doesn't mean that you can go ahead and drive the next day to the gun range or club and shoot. You need to wait, usually a week or two, before you receive the firearms registration certificate from the RCMP that you together with your PAL have to have with you during the transportation to the range. And once you have all your ducks in order, you have a standing permission, sort of an automatic ATT, to transfer your restricted firearms, but it's limited to the gun range, the gunsmith, your home, or the border if you're traveling. But then you also need other permits to take the firearms with you to, let's say, you know, shooting competitions. Now, having that said, with the C71 that's just coming out, you are most likely not going to be able to do this anymore. You will still have, I think they say that you're still going to be able to have an automatic ATT where you could take your firearm from your home to the gun range and back. But any other activity, the gunsmith or take it to the border or competitions, gun shows or anything like that, you're going to need separate ATTs for each incident or each thing that you want to do. So when it comes to non-restricted rifles, for when you go to the range or you go hunting, you don't need to ask the CFO permission to transport them. But you do need your PAL with you. And if you're hunting, you better have your provincial outdoor card and your game tags. Just make sure you check your local and provincial laws before you do anything, because there are no warnings, there's no fines, there's no tickets that's going to be written. It's more serious than that. You know, if they pull you over as you're transporting your firearm between your home and the range, and it's not locked up or you're not transporting it properly, they're not going to give you a warning ticket or anything. They're just going to give you a criminal charge. And that also means that you most likely will lose your license and your firearms. So it's not worth it. So really look up your local laws and make sure that you transport it safely. Now, I'm a huge advocate for realistic and common sense firearm regulations. And the public safety and our children's safety is number one. But let's hope that our sport will become more normalized and the politicians and the general public understand that the legit law-abiding gun owner is not a threat to them or their loved ones. Let's hope the common sense will prevail here. I mean, I hope this helped a bit in your quest to getting a PAL, especially if you're getting more serious about getting into hunting and sport shooting. I want you to join me and other Viking warriors as we together plan, prepare to prevail. Hit that subscribe button and the bell button next to it if you want to get updates notified when I post new videos. And please leave a comment below what your thoughts are about firearms and the Bill C-71 and maybe some other tips and ideas around that subject. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts. And let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, prepare and stay safe.